From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council is set to hold emergency talks about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called the missile test, in his words, a further troubling violation of UN resolutions. The United States, Japan, and South Korea requested the emergency session, which is scheduled for the afternoon. U.S. President Donald Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau met Monday at the White House. Trade between the two neighbors topped the agenda, with a new American leader looking to renegotiate or scrap the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement that includes the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Here is Mr. Trump.
We understand that both of our countries are stronger when we join forces in matters of international commerce. Having more jobs and trade right here in North America is better for both the United States and is also much better for Canada.
Mr. Trudeau's schedule for the one-day visit also includes talks with House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. President Trump made his first phone calls to African heads of state Monday. He spoke with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari and South African President Jacob Zuma. Pakistani police say a suicide bomber set off an explosion Monday at a protest rally in Lahore, killing at least 13 people and wounding around 85. Two senior police officers are among the dead. The rally was being staged outside the provincial legislature by chemists and pharmaceutical manufacturers who oppose new regulations. Witnesses said the slain police officers were negotiating with protest leaders to seek an end to the rally when the bomb exploded. This is VOA News.